The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It is free. Get it on your phone today. Take us anywhere you go. And you'll get the podcast there, too. Welcome to Veterans Day. It is a Monday. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning. Happy Veterans Day.
You and I are the only two here, man.
I know. In the whole building. Literally the whole building.
Yeah. The only two people in the building. How was your trip?
It was awesome, man. We got knocked out in the Ocho Finals, so...
Let's explain what you were doing, first of all, because maybe some people don't know that you went off the paper. Play paintball. You were at the World Cup.
I was at the World Cup down in Kissimmee, Florida, and we made it into the playoffs. We won our first game in the playoffs. Got knocked out there. I think we took about ninth place.
All right. The question is, did you win any money?
No.
No money.
No.
What did it cost you?
Oh man, probably about $1,200
for you to go.
Yeah.
Wow. That ain't too bad, I guess.
No, that's a standard vacation cost kind of.
Did you go over to Disney World?
No, we never have enough time for that stuff.
Yeah. If you go to Kissimmee, you got to go over to the Mouse place.
We went to a place called Fun Spot America.
Yeah.
And we go-karted. That was super fun. I got flipped off by a 10-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you probably deserved it.
I was trying to pass him, and he cut me off. And then when I bumped him, he just flipped me off. He was this tiny little 10-year-old kid, man. Yeah, couldn't believe it.
Are you sure you weren't on I-25?
I might have been.
Sounds like a local story to me.
Yeah. With all the snow?
Yeah, we didn't get the snow that I thought we would get on, what was it, Friday into Saturday.
Yeah, I thought I would land and just it would be a winter wonderland here.
Yeah, now, we've got plenty. Don't get me wrong. And I'm ready for spring, to be honest. We didn't get the massive stuff that we were supposed to get, I think. Maybe some areas did. I don't know for sure. But I know at my house, I was expecting more than what we got on Friday into Saturday.
Yeah, I was scared about driving home.
I had to go to an event on Saturday night, and I was hoping for a snow out, but
what
didn't happen.
What'd you have to go to?
I had to go to a school event. No big deal. No big deal. But I was...
How are you?
Uh-oh.
I'm a little bit late.
She's here.
The Kool-Aid man.
All right, we have to take a break. That's my favorite line. When Jamie walks in, we need to play commercials. What are you doing, Jamie?
Nothing.
You made it today. Good for you.
I was going to try to be early because I knew it was just Schmidel.
Yeah.
That didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out. What made you late? Can you pinpoint anything?
Well, let's see here.
I mean, when you got up this morning, what time was it?
It was... the first time it went off, about 4.
Okay, 4. 4 is pretty good.
4 is good.
4 is good. 4 is good. Solid. Then what happened?
Well, then I was like, you know what? Because I have a lunch today, but I have time between the end of the show and to get ready for the lunch, so I don't have to really get pretty like this morning.
Right.
I can get pretty after the show.
All right, are we all going to your lunch?
Nope.
No, we're not, are we?
No.
I just thought maybe there was something on the schedule that I've skipped over this morning.
No.
With one of the big bosses.
No.
You know, let me...
Our boss is out of town. Well, it's Veterans Day, too.
Let me explain something here real quick, okay? Because it's early and we can get by with it right now.
Did you mention that?
What's that?
Veterans Day.
Yeah, I'd already mentioned it. Yeah, I mentioned it. Veterans Day. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we salute all the veterans.
Yes,
yeah, for anybody that served in the military.
Although I have a veteran story that I have to tell early because I'll get in trouble. But
okay.
Go ahead.
We can do it next in the next segment.
All right,
I was going to mention this real quick here. You mentioned your lunch you have to go to today.
Yeah.
Our big boss here at the radio station, he set up a thing about, I don't know, maybe 8-9 months ago where he was going to do lunch with the morning show every single month. To hear our concerns.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
After the first lunch, June, May?
Oh, my God.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
Yeah. I think I was wearing a summer dress. Yeah.
Yes. He heard so many concerns from us that we haven't had lunch since.
See, that's not my take on it. My take on it was that Schmidl ordered everything off the menu.
Whatever the take was, we've not been invited back.
I mean, like, I got a salad. He got, like, the ribs.
Well, they said they would pay for everything.
Okay, so add that. And then BJ goes into bitch fest.
I did.
Yeah, so
I never had
another free salad.
Yeah, there was a lot of problems around here, and I laid it out for him.
Sure did.
I didn't hold back at all.
No, because you said that's what he wanted to hear.
That's what he told us, right? He said it was time for us to speak up.
Yeah, boy,
I
was like, okay.
I've never seen Jamie go to the bathroom so many times in my life. She was never at the table.
Like,
so we've not had a lunch since.
No.
And the reason I bring this up is last Wednesday or Thursday, we got an email from him. He's canceled again.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he scheduled them.
Yeah. Well, he had them for the entire year.
Oh, gotcha.
But he scratches them one by one.
Yeah, so that one time, that was fun. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it that one time.
Yeah. He doesn't want to hear the problems that we see.
I guess not. Oh, well.
How was your weekend?
Oh, my God. How fun was that?
Oh, I was miserable.
Oh, my God. I had a blast.
I was miserable.
What are you talking about?
I hurt myself. Yeah. I'm down.
Really?
I really am.
You're really down.
Aspidil.
I saw him walking. It looks painful, too.
It's awful.
Yeah.
What, is your back again?
Yeah.
Dear God.
Shoveling snow.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you get a snowblower like I told you?
You have no empathy, do you?
Well,
you have no.
I'm being you.
You have no love. No love.
I mean, it's just
the next lunch we have. I'm complaining about you.
But I mean, how many years have I told you to get a snowblower?
I know, Jamie. I know.
Especially if somebody. I mean, that's just stupid.
Don't yell at me. I'm in pain.
I mean, a guy that has a bad back, he decides to shovel. That's on you.
Yeah,
right. I mean, that just makes you dumb.
Please. I don't want to hear. I get this at home.
You could definitely afford one too.
Yeah. Obviously.
You don't know my finances.
Yeah, we do. If you can pay for private school, you can pay for a snowblower.
That's the problem. That private school takes everything I earn.
Well, you know what?
Every dime.
I know what we make.
What?
And you have a 2-family income, so I think you'll be fine.
Man, oh man.
I'm just saying. If I can afford one, you can too.
We'll be right back. You got a Veterans Day story?
I do.
Okay, that's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that when we come back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, getting rolling. Veterans Day, Monday. Good morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Veterans Day. A lot of people are, I don't know if a lot of people are off today. A lot of government people are off today.
Well, schools are in, except for colleges. Some universities took off today.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, like my son doesn't have school today. He's in Lake Tahoe.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to have a holiday. Is this the first time we're supposed to be off?
It is.
Really?
And so he had to tell us. So he's like, all right, no, I don't know why. He was so worried about it. He's like, all right, so you guys are deciding to work today, right? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, because it's an official business day off. And we're like, yeah, we'll work.
Yeah, our boss was adamant about that.
Yeah, he needed to, somehow we needed to put it in writing that we were going to work.
And Jamie and I decided we'll take Friday off because Friday was a snowstorm.
Right.
And it was all about weather. It was just weather. That's all anybody wanted to talk about.
Exactly.
We're like, okay, that's going to be a slow day
because
a lot of people aren't going to go to work because it's Friday. You can take a 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
And school's out.
Yeah.
So traffic's slow. We thought, man, there'll be more people out there listening on a Monday than this past Friday. So we took Friday off instead.
What time is it? All right. I'm hoping this will be all right. Anyway, this is kind of funny story.
All right.
So one of the schools, one of those she poo-poo schools that you go to, that you pay for your kid to go to.
Oh.
A she poo-poo.
I don't know if I want to hear this. I paid for this.
Well, it's not your school, though.
Oh, okay.
It's another one. It's another she poo-poo Anyway, my girlfriend has her kids in Shee Shee Poo Poo.
Okay.
All right. And if you are in the military or retired from the military, if you're a veteran, right?
Right.
If you're a veteran, you're supposed to come into the school with your uniform on. Okay. Which is cool. So all the kids.
Hang on. The kid comes in with a uniform?
No, the parents.
Oh, the parents come in.
Yeah, the parents come in with their uniform on, which is cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super cool because, I mean, those parents earned it. All the kids get to, I mean, it is kind of, and you are in awe when you see somebody in full.
Yeah, and it gives the kids a chance to look at the uniform. Kids love uniforms, okay?
Sure.
So it's kind of, it's a reinforcement to the children, how important the military is to us.
Exactly. And
I get it. So
both of my friends are Air Force, right? They're married, they're Air Force, and he's a commercial pilot now. Anyway, and so he was a pilot, and I don't need to give him too many details, but he can't fit in his.
He can't fit in his uniform.
And apparently the school wasn't thinking because a lot of the parents can't fit anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I never even thought of that. Oh, no.
She's so mad at him because she's going in her uniform and he can't show up in his because he can't fit in it.
Oh.
So then she called some of her friends that are also veterans. I guess they're having the same problem.
I think at that point you have to run over to the Army surplus store, you know?
And
you say, okay, I got to, oh, look, this one here, you know, might have the name, you know, Larry on it.
Right.
But you still got to wear it, you know, because it fits. Larry was a big troop.
Yeah. So there's a little problem with this whole idea of wearing your uniform.
That's great. I never expected that. You don't even think of that.
At the school, they didn't think like everybody gains a few pounds after they retire.
You're not exactly in military shape, are you?
And what's funny is she's like 40, you know, whatever. She's super petite, and he's like, I don't know, he's like 45. He's not even heavy. He just still can't quite fit in it.
I don't know if I'd go.
I
think I'd just stay home.
Right?
Maybe say I got a bad back or something.
She's like, just wear your commercial airline outfit.
Well, they won't know the difference, probably. Just wear the airline.
It's grade school.
At least he's got a backup with the airlines, you know? I mean, a lot of people don't.
She's actually mad at him. I'm like, it's not his fault. He's in fit, great shape.
That seems like a mean story on Veterans Day.
No, it doesn't.
Seems like a story we should tell maybe 6 months away or something. People that can't fit their military uniform.
So sad.
That's wrong.
It's sad. Let me just put it out there. He's super fit. I mean, he's just more muscular than when he was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, honest to God, he's super fit.
That's great, though.
It's just, oh, she just texted me.
That's a little embarrassing.
Okay.
Well, you didn't give out a name. It could be anybody.
Yeah, okay.
Could be anybody. Obviously, it hit close to home to the person that texted you, though.
Right.
Jamie, that's not funny.
She's the one that told us the story,
funny, though.
She didn't say, don't say it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I noticed how you mentioned or how you pronounce veterans. You say veterans. I say veterans.
Oh, I say veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard a controversy about that over the weekend.
There's a controversy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
That it's pronounced both ways.
Oh.
All over the country. And they were trying to figure out which way it goes. And it turns out Google says one thing and the Webster's Dictionary says the other.
What? Oh, that's
so it's
crazy.
Back and forth. Yeah.
I'm not.
How do you say it, Spadil?
I say veterans.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I say veterans.
I got it pulled up on Google here, too.
Oh, you do?
Oh, let's hear it.
Veterans.
I say it like you do.
Veterans.
Yeah. I say veterans. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I don't think either one's wrong.
Oh, no.
I just think that it goes both ways.
I never even thought of it.
I never knew that.
Yeah,
I never even knew that until I heard it over the weekend.
So
all right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. It's all coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, before we get to Tabloid Trash this morning, those Broncos. Man, oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Did that suck or what?
What the? Well, you know what? When you leave it to one play, it can go either way.
Yes,
you're
exactly right, Jamie, but I never saw that coming.
Nobody did.
I'm sitting there thinking we've outplayed them. The Kansas City Chiefs,
right?
Man.
That was a big deal.
Oh, man, we were looking so good. We had this baby in the bag. Then all of a sudden.
Fraboni the snap, Riley the hold, lets the kick to win it. Oh! Blocked! The
Our kicker gets blocked.
So we had 1 second, in case you didn't see it, we had 1 second left on the clock. 1 second. And our kicker, if he makes it, we're beating the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs.
Our rivalry.
Yes.
And Taylor Swift is watching.
I mean, this is going to be unbelievable. Like, everybody's just like, oh my God, this is so, we're so excited, right? Because, I mean, we're going to win. And our kicker's pretty darn good, right?
And you could have this play 100 times, and 99% of the time, we would make that kick.
Oh, yeah.
We would get it off. It would not get blocked.
By the way, and I felt like they didn't even really follow, because it was like they thought, I didn't know it happened. Because the way the camera was going, they were kind of shooting up, zooming up, and we missed that it got blocked.
I'm with you. Yeah. I didn't see it either. I just saw them all start scrambling.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, what the hell's going on? What's going on? We should be celebrating right now. What's going on?
Like, wait, what just happened? Where? And I thought he had missed or something. And I'm like, oh, crap, there's the ball over there. Oh, my God. And so it was deflected.
My first thought was, only the Broncos.
Oh, my God.
Only
right?
the Broncos this could happen to. Yeah.
Kansas City.
We're at Kansas City, man.
Dude, I've never seen Patrick Mahomes so happy in my life.
I know.
I mean, I was like, dude, he acted like he won the Super Bowl.
He did. They went nuts. They went nuts.
Well, they thought they were toast.
We were done.
We all thought they were toast.
And then the kicker, all of a sudden, God. Out of nowhere.
For Boney the snap, Riley the hold, lets the kick to win it.
Oh, what a horrible day.
Son of a gun. I couldn't believe it. I had to walk outside and just yell. How the hell does that happen? How do you do that? Oh, you got one job. Block, block, block. All right, we'll get to Tableau Trash coming up next here on the program. Monday, Veterans Day. BJ and Jamie.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Did you ask Schmidl how he did on his... I did.
How did he do? They made it to... I don't know. I'll let him tell you. Okay. I forgot.
We made it to the playoffs. We won our first game in the playoffs, and then we lost. So we got like eighth place. But then I guested with a team called Seattle Crusaders yesterday. And we played 10-man. 10-man's kind of what you do when you get knocked out of the tournament. We won that. So I won 10-man. I'm a 10-man amateur world champion.
By the way, this is the World Cup for paintball, okay, in Florida.
By the way, when you play in a World Cup, you don't substitute players.
What do you mean?
Didn't you say you're in a 10? You substitute?
I was guesting, yeah.
Guesting. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's substitute.
Yeah.
You don't take another player from another team.
Well, they
wait, hold on. Let me. Okay. So hold on. So like, let's say the Nuggets are playing, right?
Yeah.
All right, and we're like, oh man, we're a man down. Will you grab a Laker?
You can do that?
In his team.
No. You can do that?
It's more like if we were in the NFL and you got knocked out of your tournament and then you went and played flag football with like some guys from the Raiders.
So did you grab their best player?
I was the best player.
Oh, you're the best
player.
Where
are you?
Wait a minute. You are the best player on your team.
Yeah. And then the team that I guessed with gave me a jersey that said hired gunslinger.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You're the best player on your team.
Dude, I'm really good at paintball, man. Yeah.
Really?
I know I don't look like an athlete, but I
He's
am
the
an athlete.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he used to be Peyton.
Yeah, no, I am the Peyton Manning of paintball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you said LeBron, I was going to say, no, he's more the Brawny. He's more the Brawny.
Wait, who just did a joke about that over the weekend? Oh, my God. Was that on Saturday Night Live? It was something like that.
Yeah, it was. It was on Saturday Night Live when they do the weekend update.
Yeah. That's what it was.
And it's like putting in Brawny.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, this poor kid's become a joke.
He is a joke.
So sad. Oh,
sorry about that comparison there.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Yeah. All right, anyway, I'm not going to tell you about Yellowstone because it just came out yesterday, and it's a big deal because, you know, the Kevin Costner, he's missing in action, obviously. And so how they did it and all that, don't worry. I'm not going to say it because I know it came on really late last night for a lot of you. And so we won't do a spoiler on that yet. But try to stay away from social media. I don't know how you're going to.
Yeah, I don't think you can miss it. Well, it's everywhere. It's everywhere this morning.
Well, except for people, it was late, and so a lot of people
How late was it? I thought it was on early, like 7, 8 o'clock last night.
I think it was like 9.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so I'll let it be, but anyway, it's back, and that is Yellowstone. It's the season, 5? I don't know.
Season 5, part 2.
Gotcha. So, anyway, Kevin Costner. I didn't even know... All right, am I crazy? I never knew it was on network television. I thought it was on Netflix.
It started out as a show on Paramount.
Oh, okay, Paramount.
Yeah, yeah, and then it was so popular that they moved it to TV.
And this is the first year it's on TV?
Did they actually come out with it on TV, or is it still just on
Paramount? No, it's on TV.
Then, yeah, this is the first time it's been aired live on TV, yeah.
Okay, because it was on NBC or ABC or whatever.
Paramount's NBC.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the first time. I was like, wait, I swear this was on a paid service. But nope, it was on NBC. And they did like all these commercials for it all day, like after Law and Order or whatever, other show. I think it was the show with the hot guy that broke up with Chrishell.
Yeah.
What show does he have?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been on NBC.
Yeah, you're right. It's on CBS.
Yeah, because NBC has football on Sunday night.
Yeah. But it is on Paramount Network.
Yeah.
I just was wrong about what service was owned by.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but it is on public television.
Yes.
Which is crazy, because I was like, what is happening here?
It's 8 o'clock at night.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not good. I'm not going to read that one yet. Whoa. I was just reading how Mattel accidentally lists adult film website on Wicked doll boxes. What? Mattel, the toy company behind Barbie and Hot Wheels, accidentally listed an adult film website on its doll boxes for the new Wicked movie.
Way to go.
What the hell?
What the heck is going on?
How is that possible?
I don't know.
You know what it's like? It's like beating an undefeated team and then having a play at the very end.
And you lose.
And you lose.
Yeah, I get you, Jamie. You got one job.
One job.
One job. Get it right.
Oh, my God. All right, let's see here. Do I have any audio, Schmidil?
No.
Schmidil, there are tons of audio out there today.
I'm exhausted, and I'm trying. I'm sorry.
My gosh.
Oh, my God.
Buddy.
Wow.
Buddy.
Wow.
Buddy,
so
that is the worst comeback ever. Yeah.
I just didn't want to
tell
lie.
Us she got diagnosed with something.
Something.
You know, I got liver disease.
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm not having a good day. Yeah.
I'm just tired.
I'm tired. You guys aren't getting anything.
Screw this show.
Yeah. I'm trying. Yeah, it's going really slow.
You guys are at the bottom of the list for
me.
Dude,
it's almost 7.
Yeah.
How slow can you be?
This slow?
We do a morning show.
Exactly.
All audio should be ready by 6 a.m.
Lordy, lordy,
it's okay,
lordy.
Buddy. It's okay. You're jet lagged.
It's not okay.
No, but if we leave it okay, then it'll always be okay.
Always going to be like this, Jamie.
Well, it doesn't have
He's been here for how many years? It never changes.
I know, but we keep saving his ass at some point.
I kind of like being your hero. I kind of cherish it. It gives me power.
Yeah, I
he doesn't
it.
Understand.
Jamie and I, you don't know how much we have to go to bat for you, pal. I mean, we do it a lot. But I kind of like it. I feel important. I'm tired.
I'm just tired.
Who admits that on radio? You're in your job. Okay, off air. Okay, I get it. But on the air, you come back with, no, I'm tired.
I don't know. I didn't
Especially when we've been telling you we've been saving your ass. I mean, people are doing cutbacks across the country. And we're like, no, he's fine. And then you say that.
I'm tired. I mean, Carson's out today, so I mean, it's your day to shine, man.
Yeah, right?
Show us what you got. You know, step up to the plate. You know, you got a starter out. You're on the bench. You come off the bench and...
He's tired.
And I'm tired.
Well, you know why? Because he had to come off the bench for his whatever
his
team.
Paintball.
Yeah.
What are you guys called? The Gladiators or something? The
Seattle Crusaders.
Yeah, I was close. Yeah. Gladiators, Crusaders. It was close.
World champions, man.
Yeah, right. Okay. That makes you tired.
All right. Well, anyway.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you know what? It's Monday. It's Monday.
It is Monday.
Let's, we'll regroup. It'll be great. I was going to tell you some other stuff, but I really can't remember what it is. Oh, I do know this. I'm excited because Colorado Candy Company, I think they're bringing some candy tomorrow.
We're getting free candy. We're excited.
We are. I love Colorado Candy Company. Oh, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
You know, with the old hard candies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned candy. Anyway, yesterday, I had to tell you this really quick because I saw Britney Spears was in the news. Have you guys ever, like, I don't know, just danced like a psycho person in your living room? Like, you're just like, because I have Bose headphones and I had it hooked up to the music and I was just like, woo, just feeling it. And then you realize that your window is open and you can feel like your neighbors can see you.
I've definitely done that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh, God. Yeah. Because, yeah, I mean, they're not that close. It would take, like, binoculars, kind of, but I still feel like they saw some kind of weird movement. Like, what is she doing? Like, I was doing some kind of, like, I don't know. Anyway. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Veterans.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Lady. Ladies,
just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Thanks. BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Veterans Day. Monday.
Yeah, and it's going really well. So far, we've been called clowns, rude. Yeah.
Why are we rude? How are we rude? we just ask if he has audio. Spindle, right? That is.
Yeah.
And he said, no, he's tired.
Too tired.
And we said, buddy, that's a wrong answer on radio. Yeah. You know, you could have said something else. I'm arriving late. My computer's down. I'd use a tech glitch. Everybody does.
Oh, yeah,
I've been hacked.
I use female problems.
Yeah, female problems. There you go. You could have used that, Spindle. But no. You went with, I'm tired, and we came back to you. You said, don't go there. Don't go there.
Right,
and then all of a sudden, we're the clowns. I don't get it.
And rude.
I don't get it. Can I play you this monkey story? You know the monkeys that escaped?
Yes. How scary was that?
Let me play the story first. Let me play that first. All right?
Here they are, 43 escaped monkeys in Yemisee, South Carolina. CEO Greg Westergaard says a trained employee closed but did not lock a door.
Uh-oh. So the monkeys saw an opportunity to dash, and they ran out immediately when she turned her pressure washing machine on, which is what we use to wash the enclosures.
Did they know how to open the door?
No, I think they probably just pushed.
And that's all they needed. One cat-sized female got out, and monkey see, monkey do, the rest followed.
These are young animals that are free of all diseases and also have never been used in testing, so there is no public health danger involved.
She must have been a hot monkey.
Sure they weren't.
The female got out, they all chased her. She's got to be hot.
But I'm saying this. Sure, they weren't tested on. Sure, they were disease-free.
Why is that audio? Spindle!
What?
What are you doing?
You guys said you wanted some audio. So I got some audio. Monkey audio for the monkey story. Yeah.
That's awesome. You're amazing.
Man, you're good. All right, turn it off.
All right.
Turn off the monkeys.
What is happening?
That's scary. These things came out of a bio lab. Who knows what they've got? They could have Ebola.
I just said all that.
I know.
He said that they were disease free, and he said that they've never been tested on.
No, they're not disease free.
That's what I said. Sure, they're not.
They're lying to us.
I know.
There's a reason they're in the lab.
Right?
They're being injected.
No, those 42 or whatever, just those 42 were just fine. Nobody ever touched them.
No. All right, we're supposed to believe.
You know what? know what? I'm tired. I'm going home.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know. It just doesn't feel right talking about this on Veterans Day.
I know.
What's going on around town? Fidel, do you have any? Uh-oh, this is going to get ugly.
Oh,
this,
God.
Here we go again. I'm going to be a clown. Jamie, you're going to be a clown, too. I was about to ask him, Fidel, have you printed out anything about, you know, the happenings on Veterans Day and like, you know, celebrations?
No, he doesn't.
Gatherings.
Leave him alone.
Deals, food deals.
Leave Fidel alone.
Fidel, he's not even listening. Fidel.
Yeah.
Have you thought ahead and printed out anything to do with what's going on today with Veterans Day?
Leave him alone.
Food deals.
Leave him
what,
alone.
What you know? What kind of is there a gathering downtown?
Listening to this podcast.
Is there a parade?
With David Portnoy to try to get some tablet trash audio.
No, I'm talking about before that. Before it's seven.
See, it's not me, you guys.
Before
it's
six.
Him.
Before six. Have you looked? Have you printed anything out that I can share right now?
No.
Okay.
But there's a lot going on. I'll tell you what, though. If you're a veteran...
I don't know what's going on.
I know, but if you're a veteran, you know.
I actually went and looked for it this morning.
But what I'm saying is we don't have to worry about it because if you're a veteran, you already know. Like my friend, she already has their whole day lined out.
Yeah, but I think there's a few of these deals that are out there that you can tag along with a veteran and get...
That doesn't seem right.
get a little cheap. On the side.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
By the way, I guess my friend is really upset that I told everybody he couldn't fit in his outfit. And so I guess she right now is putting him in a girdle and he's going to show up at my front door.
Jamie did a story earlier about a veteran who they were encouraged to wear their uniforms to school to show the kids, you know, how much it means. And he can't fit in his.
So
it's been a while.
I guess he's really mad at me. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awkward in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. He can fit in it.
Is there a ceremony downtown?
There's all kinds of stuff. Yeah, like my girlfriend's going
I'd like to give out the information instead of just saying there's all kinds of stuff.
Well, we don't have it, obviously. So instead of just keeping, like, asking him and asking
him, he's looking.
I'm saying that veterans already know. They already know what they're doing today. They know what assemblies they're going to.
All right.
I mean, if you want to go in and tag along and try to get some sheets for cheap for the white sale, then, you know, I mean.
There's no parade.
Are you okay?
I like to go to a parade. No, I'm not okay.
I know you're not.
Yeah,
you're really
hurting. I'm hurting this morning because I hurt my back over the weekend. I don't need any sympathy. I don't want anything. You know, you don't have to write in. You can if you want to. 51059.
Because he's not getting any at home.
No,
or
I'm
with
not.
Me either.
So we have to go to this function. The school.
A fancy function.
Yeah, it's a fancy function down at, where was it? Castle Pines?
Yeah.
We had to go down there. It's a school fundraiser, and they did a great job. It was a great event. Don't get me wrong. It was great. But I'd hurt my back on Saturday morning, and the event was Saturday night. And my wife, I don't think she believed me.
She thought he was trying to get out of it.
Yeah. And no point did I even bring it up that you know, I can't go, you know, and then, you know, argument ensues. I eventually go. That never even happened. None of that. But she got stuck on that I wouldn't be able to dance.
Do you dance?
I cut the rug, man.
You do?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fred Astaire, man. That's me. Oh, yeah.
Wow, so I didn't know there were, like, I didn't know that you guys danced.
Oh, moonwalk, do it all. Yeah. Remember, I took those dance lessons, Foxtrot, all that crap.
I didn't know you guys took them together.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Wow. That's me. Yeah, but with a hurt back, you know, and she was very upset. Oh, you're going to be a ton of fun. My back's down. I can't dance tonight.
And I don't have any sympathy for you because it just seems ridiculous that a man has a bad back wouldn't buy a snowblower.
Yeah.
Especially when we told you that Moore's Lumber, or whatever, Moore's Lumber, remember down in Castle Rock?
Right.
The Mountain Wave weather guy said that they had a sale on all their snowblowers.
Yeah, they sure did.
And I said, go get one, right? So I can't deal with your back because it kind of is on you.
I know.
But I will tell you this. It didn't sound like you had a lot of fun because obviously your wife was kind of mad at you.
Well, it's hard to have fun when you're having your own pain, okay? And everybody was having a great time. They were, you know, having a few drinks and dancing and doing everything, you know, dinner. It was a nice event and it was well done. It was cowboy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was called the main event, like a horse's mane.
Yeah.
Main event.
Did you wear your cowboy hat?
Well, I wore the hat.
Yeah.
I wore a plaid shirt, but the boots hurt my legs.
Because my you're back.
Yeah, because the heels.
So you had to wear
so I had
flops.
To go with flops. Yeah. So that upset everybody. Okay. BJ shows up with a cowboy hat and flops.
Oh, my God.
Like, dude, what am I supposed to do?
Well, you know what? The one thing, though, I will tell you, you bring up a good point, which is if it was reversed. Like, you would never say to her, oh, my God, you're faking it. You're, you know, you're not wanting to go to this party.
No.
Oh, my God. You know, you would never do that, right?
No.
I watched the humiliation of a man at the grocery store. And I thought of you, BJ.
Not only, you know, but even here, people don't—they just despise me for some reason.
Nobody despises you. It just seems like common sense is not your friend. A bad-backed man should have a snowblower. I mean, that just is common sense.
Well, I'm the king of common sense, and I kind of like shoveling snow.
Right, but
I kind of enjoy
every year. I feel like we go through this.
I know. Every year,
it's your back because of shoveling.
But Jamie, I can tell when
the
I walk.
The best prediction of the future is the past.
I get you.
Yeah,
I can tell when I walk down the hallways. I see people turn and go the other direction. I know what's happening.
They go the other direction?
Yeah.
Really?
They don't want to come.
Well, let me go back to
the, all right, okay, go back okay. to the grocery store.
How I thought of you. So Thursday night, I know we don't have to go to work today, or on Friday, right? So Thursday night, oh my God, did you see that video with Chet?
No, I didn't see that.
It was pretty funny. Anyway, so then I went to the grocery store, right? And so I'm like, I'm getting supplies, right? Just in case we really are snowed in. Because that's what people do.
That's
right?
What we thought was going to happen,
right.
too.
Yeah, and it kind of did, to
For
be
some
honest.
People, yeah.
So I go to the grocery store, and I cannot find celery anywhere. Like, anywhere. There's just no celery available. So I see the produce guy. I go, am I missing something? Is there any celery? And he's like, oh, my God, we should just put a sign out and say we don't have any celery because everybody's asking for it. And I said, wow. I go, why does everybody want celery? And then this guy that was right there goes, because your wife decides to make soup at 8 o'clock at night. And then I go, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. To me, I wasn't even thinking about making anything. I just want to eat it.
Yeah.
I go, I'm so embarrassed because I thought everybody just was going to crunch on it. And then the produce guy goes, that's not embarrassing. Let me tell you about my main man here. And he puts his hand on this guy that's just a shopper.
Yeah.
He goes, I just talked to his wife. And these other two guys, they're crying laughing. They're laughing so hard. And the guy goes, yeah, she made me put him on speaker because I couldn't find the celery. And the guy's like, that's right, my main man had to call us on speaker. His wife was bitching at him saying he could never find anything at the grocery store.
There you go.
Oh,
poor
God.
Dude. Poor dude.
Poor dude is right. Yeah. He was on speaker with the produce department. His wife is just like, do you have any celery? Because he can't find anything. And then I was telling my girlfriends, and she's like, oh, my God, I would totally do that.
Oh, yeah. I think most would.
Yeah, right? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And you know, and the thing with a spouse, with I think it's more one way. I think it's more toward a wife, toward the husband.
Yeah, because
okay?
we think you're morons.
Well, it's either one of two things,
yeah.
maybe even three, but they either don't believe you,
yep.
they don't believe you, or you're conniving to get out of something, you know.
My girlfriend told me that she could literally send her husband with a list. He'll say there's no asparagus, and she can drive right up there and find the asparagus, and then she gets to go, see? It's kind of her joy.
Yeah. I know, believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
But it's like, I guess it's a fine line between humiliation and we're so agitated with you because
yeah.
I always would say to my husband, use your hands to look, which means move stuff. Like, move stuff and look. Don't just use your eyeballs. Use your hands to look. And he's like, would you not talk to me like I'm 7? I'm a freaking surgeon!
Oh, everybody's happy.
Yeah,
we're all happy.
Marriage is great,
yeah.
isn't it?
Why is there a shortage on celery? Is there?
Oh, yeah, there was no celery. And then,
why is that?
Because everybody's making soup.
No kidding.
Yeah, everybody.
So we had a celery
yeah,
shortage
no,
over
I'm
the weekend.
Not kidding. And in fact, then the produce, I didn't want to go into the story, but the produce guy, I mean, they were dying laughing at this poor, just like, I don't know, mute, like, little man that was just in the corner looking for celery because he was just beat up by his wife. And he said, and then she made us call three other stores and they didn't have celery either.
Oh. You're bouncing around various supermarkets looking for celery. Way to spend a Saturday night, man. Right?
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. If you were watching the football game yesterday, Broncos, Chiefs, man, we had them right where we want them. We had them beat.
Just
and
one play, just one play. All we have to do is we send out the kicker. We have 1 second left on the clock, right? The kicker goes out there. We're all just like, oh my God, it's the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. We just have to kick it. We win.
Boney the snap, Riley the hold, lets the kick to win it.
Do over. I want a do over. Can we do a do over? That's what my kid always says. Do over.
Oh my God.
Let's do it again.
So
Let's do it again.
Close. It was so close. Here's the thing, though. I was, now I'm not taking away football from anybody. I know everybody, it brings everybody together and everybody loves football and all that. But as I watched a couple of hits, right? Like a boom, like right in the kidneys, you know, just a few hits. And I was like, this is the most brutal thing that all of us are being brought together for. Like, literally, we're watching guys get brain damage. We're watching them in their careers with broken limbs and shoulders and all this stuff. I mean, it's kind of brutal. Like, these guys have a lifespan of like 4 years out there.
That's what makes it number one in America,
but
man.
But they're going to have brain damage.
It's great. I love football.
It just seems so archaic, you know?
Modern day gladiators,
man. Yeah.
Barbaric. Yeah. That's the word.
But it's like, but we are like seconds from watching some guy snap his spine and be permanently injured for the game. It just seems weird. I don't know.
That's why they get millions of dollars, though, right?
Yeah. And it's great to bet on.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. Let me tell you. You know, you can do these things called proposition bets. You can bet on individual players.
Yeah.
Like this player will throw a touchdown pass or not. Mm-hmm. You can bet on that. There's nothing worse than you having a player and he gets injured.
Oh,
he gets that broken spine or whatever.
All of a sudden,
it's like, what?
Every week, there's like five guys that are all on the injured, you know, list. It's like, my God, we're watching just these people kill themselves for our enjoyment.
There's a player for the Broncos about 15 years ago. He broke his neck on a touchdown.
Guys, we're looking at the bad side of the game.
No, I will. Cause
it's
here's,
a wonderful
here's,
game.
Here's, well, here's why I bring it up. Because my dad had a full ride, right?
Yeah.
And his jersey is in our high school. My dad was a fabulous football player. But do you know that we never watched it when I was growing up? Because I think he was so bitter that he jacked up his ankle and never got to go pro. I think that's why we never had it on.
No kidding.
That's the only thing I can figure
PTSD?
Out.
PTSD?
No.
Football.
No, like he was just mad. You know, he was like just mad that his at his ankle. And so we never watched it when I was growing up. It was just, nope. And I didn't care.
But you could say the same for hockey. You could say the same for soccer.
No, I agree.
There's a lot of things out there.
I'm not saying it's just one side. I'm just saying, as I was thinking about how, God, awful this is that we're watching these guys just, you know, have a little bitty career and then just maybe die.
I never think of it that way. When I'm watching a football game, it never even dawns on me.
That's because you have no compassion or empathy.
Yeah, it's because I love the sport. I love it. I think it's a great sport, the greatest there is. So I love it. But we had one job yesterday. We have the Kansas City Chiefs undefeated. We have them beat. I mean, it's a chip shot, right?
And like I said, Patrick Mahomes was literally celebrating like he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like, he was just running like, oh my God!
And then I saw a lot of people posting yesterday after we missed the kick, okay, and we lose. It's like, okay, we're better than them. Wait till we get them here. You better be careful with that, okay? Because you might have woken up a sleeping giant when they play us the next time. They might come real full force.
Well, I think they were full force. They were scared.
They were beat.
Oh, my God.
They were
getting beat by the freaking Broncos?
I'm just saying, because it turned out the way it did in Kansas City with us playing so well, doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to take them the next time either. So.
Do you feel like Travis looked a little fluffy?
You know, I didn't notice that.
It looked a little fluffy.
No.
And I felt like they didn't show Taylor nearly as much as they used to.
I saw her like three times.
Right, but remember they used to show her so much, and I feel like there's pushback now.
That they've been told not to?
Yeah, people are like, we are burned out on her.
Yeah.
You know?
That's my sentiment.
Yeah. So I think
I'm burned out on her.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
It was just like quick, like little
God,
things.
If we could have just won that game. I mean, it was so simple. All you got to do is kick the ball through there. Through.
Fraboni the snap. Riley the hold. Lux the kick to win it.
By the way, it wasn't the kicker's fault. It was the line. They just let the guys through.
And then somebody else is saying the Nuggets game last night was really, really good.
Yeah, they came back to 122-120 over the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks are a very good team.
I always love those kind of like I love the football game because it was, you know, 1 second and a kick. Mm-hmm. And I wish I would have seen that game.
Yeah.
Because they said it was a comeback.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Veterans Day, and Tabloid Trash is coming up. Stand by.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Speaking of crazy endings, you know, we went with the Broncos and then the Nuggets. Did you see that crazy ending of that pickleball championship Pete sent us?
Pickleball?
Did you watch it?
No.
It was really good. I'm not even kidding. Did you watch it, Schmidl?
Hello? I missed it.
My God, poor Pete sends us all of this in the group text. And you guys don't even watch
Jamie,
it.
Jamie, I saw the text. It's
really good. I know, but watch it. It is kind of amazing. It's like what I told him. I said, Pete, that is crazy ending. I'm like, it's like ping pong on crack. That's what it is. It's ping pong on crack. Those people, it was couples or whatever, you know. And, and it went on forever. Have you ever seen that one where the volleyball team, those two girls play the other two girls and it goes on forever?
Yeah, I've seen that clip.
It was like that. It was just like that. It was that exciting.
All right, I'll schedule to watch it later today.
All right, it was really, really good. Really good. You know, it's funny because yesterday we were talking about this, not you and I, but some friends, and we feel like we're missing out on the betting scene.
What do you mean?
You know, like how everybody's like into betting.
Yeah.
I mean, like everybody's into
betting. A lot of people are, yeah.
To me, and I've talked to you about this before, but it's one of those things that I just can't. You know how you don't get AI?
Yeah, I don't get AI. I don't get Bitcoin. I don't get any of this stuff.
Yeah.
But I do get the gambling market.
But the gambling, man, it seems so complicated. Seems scary.
It's really easy. It's super, super fun.
Well, it is for, you know, if you're into it.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be into stuff for it to be easy to you.
Yeah, like parlay.
Parlay could be difficult. Even point spread throws people off.
Yeah, all that stuff is.
Over-unders, it throws people off.
So they have a list of the six things that people are saying that are trending, and yet they can't either achieve, they don't have any need for it, or they don't understand it. All right, so these are the six things.
All right.
Cybertrucks, obviously they're trending. But a lot of people are like, why would anybody get that?
Yeah, they're really ugly.
I kind of like
what,
them.
Wait a minute. What truck are you talking about, though? Are you talking about
Tesla.
Semi-trucks?
No,
or are you talking about regular?
Cybertruck. The Tesla Cybertruck.
Oh, Teslas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Cybertruck. That's kind of known as the Cybertruck.
Okay.
Yeah. AI, which you said. Now, I was reading yesterday that they said we could all do ourselves a really big service and take an AI class. It literally said, if you don't want to be, you know how, like, my generation, I had to ask my son for help with everything. It said, if we really want to be on track with the next generation, we have got to go take AI classes because we're going to be left out. You know how my dad didn't know, like, how to do Facebook or Instagram or anything like that? We are going to be at that age where we don't even know what AI is unless we go to classes, and then we're going to be lost.
Okay.
You know, like,
AI.
In like
I have it on my phone.
40,
I just don't
50
know how
years,
to use
we'll
it.
Be like, what?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't know if I ever need a need for it, though.
Well, that's what you think, but you will.
Yeah,
because
I don't know.
It's the way it's progressing, you will. And then, let's see here. It says, the other thing that's really popular that people are like, eh, is influencers. I do watch a few. There's this little kid, and he's like a dork, and he's like 10, but he can sew like a mofo.
He's considered an influencer?
Yeah. He's crazy. He's the 10-year-old little sewing guy. I don't even have a sewing machine. Why am I watching him?
No
so
kidding.
Weird. All right. The other one was pickleball. Pickleball obviously is trending hugely. I mean, there are places opening all over Colorado right now. And a lot of people are like, they watch it from afar, think they want to get into it, but then never bothered to do it. Let's see, reboots. A lot of people are over the reboot situation.
Like, what do you mean?
Like
just come out with something new.
There
we
you
want
go.
New TV shows.
Yeah, instead of we're bringing back weird science, whatever. I can't think of one right now. Because we're bringing back all these TV shows.
Okay.
That have been gone for, like, Alf.
Yeah, like they're trying to get the nostalgia going, but also like reboot it for a new generation, and then it never is like as good as the old one, and
right.
It just come out with something new.
I think it's really tough for them to reboot certain things and use the same actors when they're like 25 years older.
I agree. Yeah.
That's a tough one. Okay?
Sports betting was one that I just brought up, and that's all of them. So how many do you hit?
AI, definitely. Yeah. Reboots, I don't really watch anyway, so it doesn't matter to me. Let's see. What was the first one again?
Cybertrucks.
Yeah, Cybertrucks. I'm not a big fan of the Cybertrucks.
Yeah, they're ugly.
Yeah, they're very ugly.
I don't care if they're ugly. They're cool.
I can't think something's cool when it just looks like that.
Yeah.
It's hideous.
It looks like a design to me that would get old fast.
Yeah.
You know?
When it's in your driveway?
Yeah.
Like the novelty would wear off?
Yeah, and for the price tag, too.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. It reminds me of, what's that? Oh, my God. Don't do this.
It's like I spent this kind of money just to kind of look cool in my neighborhood.
Well,
really?
Remember like the Rumbler or whatever people were driving it? Oh, the Pontiac something. I forgot what it was. It was so dumb. It looked like an old car, but it was a new car.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Everybody had them. They were really affordable. They were dumb. They were four seats and a hatchback, and it looked like an old car, but it was a new car.
Yeah, I don't know the name of that car, though.
I don't remember. But you know what I'm talking about. All right, Yellowstone. We're not going to talk about it, so don't freak out. We're not going to tell you how they addressed Kevin Costner and his absence. But a lot of people are saying it really left a hole, that they're not sure this is what they want to see.
Well, we knew that they're going to get rid of Costner.
Well,
right?
Yeah, he's gone.
So the way it happened...
We're not telling.
...is what people are very, very disgruntled about.
And they're also saying that you miss him. Like, you literally just miss him. Because he's just gone, you know, because he refused to come back. And so it's kind of made it a little uncomfortable, I guess.
Yeah.
Because they know the truth. They just didn't want to sign a new contract.
Yeah, well.
That'll do it. Speaking of PT Cruiser. Thank you, you guys. It's the PT Cruiser.
Ah.
Remember those?
Yeah,
those
I know a guy that had
one. Ugly, dude.
So ugly.
I hated that car.
I did, too.
And they had the ugly, like, wood paneling on the doors.
Yes!
And yeah, dude, they're awful.
Oh, my God. And I remember everybody was jumping on that bandwagon, like the PT Cruiser. I got a PT Cruiser.
Yeah.
And I remember the ones with the paneling. Like, what were you thinking, people?
Those did not age well.
Oh, and that might be what happens with the Cybertruck.
I think the Cybertruck's right there. You know what didn't age well with me was the Chrysler 300. When that thing first came out, I thought that was the coolest looking car because it looked like a gangster car.
Yeah, it did.
Sort of looks like a Phantom.
Mafia.
A little bit.
Yeah, it was like a gangster. Man, I thought, man, that is cool. And now it is the ugliest car on the road.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought my dad that SS, that Chevy, whatever SS, it was the truck.
Yeah, that was a bad truck too.
Well, I didn't realize when I bought it for him for Father's Day that he's tall.
Yeah,
and he couldn't drive it unless the top was off of it.
Wasn't that one? That one considered a car truck?
Yeah,
yeah.
It had a Chevy chassis. It was super fast.
Yeah,
I mean not a Chevy. It had a Corvette chassis, and it was so fast. And then I brought it for him for Father's Day, and he couldn't get in it.
Yeah.
Do you know how sad that is? I just bought my dad a truck and can't get in it.
That does suck.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no. He's like, I'm sorry, daughter. I just can't drive this truck. I'm like, push the thing. It comes off. The top comes off. And he's like, well, I guess I can drive it in winter. I mean, summer, not winter. You can't drive it in winter. That was a bad purchase.
Yeah. That you didn't think it out.
Nah, well, yeah. I didn't.
You should have gone home and measured
it. It was a seasonal car. Anyway, Elon Musk is a $300 billion. Man. Holy crap.
$300 billion?
Yeah, with a
wow.
B, according to Forbes.
Woo.
Tesla racked up big bucks from Donald Trump's election win, with the company's market value surpassing $1 trillion on Friday. I guess there's a lot of Cybertrucks.
Yeah.
But he has a bunch of others.
I guess so, but that Twitter is making him a fortune.
Holy crap. Let's see here. He's $70 billion ahead of the number two billionaire,
which
is Larry Ellison, I guess. He's worth
$200. You've got a lead if you're $1 billion ahead, okay? That's a lot of money. But being ahead by $70
billion? Oh, my God, that's crazy. Ooh, look at the stock, though.
Yeah, it's gone up 100 days, or $100 in 5 days.
Man. $300 billion man.
Which one is that?
Tesla.
Tesla stock.
Wow.
Anyway, and then finally, Zach Bryan, you guys, is just getting railed. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not only by, like, Taylor fans, I don't know what's happened, but the Swifties have gone after Zach Bryan, and they're saying all his music is copying Taylor Swift. They're also saying that Zach Bryan overall is just a jerk of a guy.
I have a couple clips of Zach Bryan's ex-girlfriend that broke up with him. I literally just got them.
Chicken Fry or whatever?
Yeah, Chicken Fry. She went on David Portnoy's podcast on Friday to talk about the breakup.
Yeah.
And I just got two clips. One, she said that she turned down an NDA worth $12 million to not talk about the relationship so that she could do this podcast. And that is this one. Why is it?
Payout to sign an NDA to not talk about the breakup, things that happened, and it's $12 million is what it ended up being.
It's crazy.
I sat on the back porch of the Duxbury house that he bought for us to live in next to my family and like have a family in. And I sat on that back porch with my aunt, and we looked out at the water, and we looked at this $10 million house, and I'm like, for what? I'm going to get all these millions and just to have a backyard to sit in and thank Zach for? Like, it was never about the money. I was with the dude because I loved the dude. Like, everything glamorous, richer, cool about him was that I hated about him, or I hated being with him for.
Man, this thing has gotten ugly. People are turning against him so hard. I mean, now all his ex-girlfriends are coming out saying he's just a tool and a human turd.
No kidding.
Yeah, that he's just rude to everybody and he's pompous and all this stuff.
Yeah, so apparently she was going to the Golden Globes and she had this dress that she really loved.
Uh-huh.
And he was acting like he liked it in public, but then behind the scenes, he was like, you can't wear that dress and all that kind of stuff.
He ruined my birthday. He ruined my tour. He ruined the Golden Globes. Anything Brianna did for Brianna, he had to ruin it. The Golden Globes night was going so great, and I'm like sending him pictures, and he's like happy in the beginning, and then all of a sudden it turns to like, I can't believe you're wearing this, blah, 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 ruins the night. He unfollows me because of the dress. He tells me all the Instagram pictures that I have that I have to delete. He makes me believe that like I have to change my image to like keep up with his or something. So like I was twisted in the head, like, that's not me. I'm not out here with like my nipples in my out. Like, that has never been me. And he was trying to paint me as this. But the cherry on the top of all of that was he reposted that picture of me on his story and was like, you are so beautiful.
While freaking out behind the scenes
and unfollowing all of us and unfollowing me. Oh man, it was just such a tug of war, like with my emotions in my head.
Man, he really jacked up her brain, didn't he?
It appears that way. Yeah. Unless she's hyping some of this for her podcast.
She's not, because all these people, even people that have worked with him that aren't doing it, people that have worked with him backstage say he is a psychopath.
Well,
he's a sociopath, a narcissist, all the things.
But they seem to be putting a lot into this with this breakup and everything for them to only be together for a year. That's what throws me off.
Well, just because
a year goes by fast.
He was just like a jerk about everything. I mean, it's turning bad against him. I want to tell you that right now.
Yeah, people don't like Zach Bryan.
At all. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
It is the BJ Jamie Morning Show, Veterans Day 2024.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm telling you right now, that junk I have in my basement, the CDs, the albums, all the memorabilia, the bobbleheads of NSYNC, they're going to be worth something one day. Have you seen these t-shirt prices?
No.
What they're going for on the market for collectors, that if you've got one of these t-shirts from concert tours, that what they're worth today.
Mm-mm.
I mean, we're talking Kanye West. This was in the 2000s, too. Kanye West, the late registration tour t-shirt, worth $1,300 now if you've got one.
Really?
That's what they say.
And where is this available?
What do you mean where it's available?
Where do you buy that t-shirt?
They have a website. Well, you don't buy the t-shirt. You're selling the t-shirt.
Where do you
to
sell?
To collectors.
Where okay.
There's a website that you go to that people are looking for these t-shirts.
What is it?
I don't know. I don't have the website. I couldn't print the whole thing. I ran out of ink this morning in
my
printer.
I will tell you this. This is kind of crazy. So when I was in California, my kid and I, we all went, and a couple other people, we all went thrifting because there's this one section and it's huge thrift stores, right?
Yeah.
And they have concert t-shirts and all that crap. And so we just went for fun. Oh my God, the Carhartt, you know, jackets are $160, $180 used. Like one of them even had like a little rip in it. And so I don't know if it's a California thing that now it's the rage is this Carhartt crap, but oh my God, I was like, we have so much of that stuff at our house. I'm going to take it to California and sell it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, this is more collector stuff. Is Carhartt a collector's item?
I don't think so.
I think it's just an expensive brand.
No, but I don't understand why it's $180 for a used jacket in California on the racks. That was,
well, maybe because it's $500 if it's brand new.
I have no idea. I've never paid $500 for a jacket from Carhartt, but I mean, it's expensive, but $180 for a used one? No way.
If you've got Nirvana, the Utero tour, I don't even know what it is, $2,000. Here's the number one t-shirt. In Spadil, you may have this. It's worth $2,700. You ready?
Yeah.
Grateful Dead.
Which one?
Panther tour.
Do you know what year that was?
It's got a big old panther on it. Yes, it's the year 1994.
Oh, because that's the year Jerry died.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Worth $2,800 for this t-shirt if it doesn't have a hole in it.
Well, I mean, but I think that if people are listening, they want more information. Like, where do you buy them? How do you sell them?
I have no idea. I have no idea where you buy them, where you sell them. You can't buy them. You can only buy them if somebody else owns
them. This shoe, $2,700.
A lot of the Grateful Dead stuff, you have to go on, like, Facebook Marketplace and like, groups and stuff and really, like, hunt it. It's hard to find.
Yeah.
If you're a collector, I mean, if you've got one and you think it's a collector's item, you know where to look for it. You go in and look at these people that are looking for this stuff.
Crazy.
And big bucks on it. But who would have thought? I mean, when you bought that t-shirt for, like, 1994, probably, what, $25? That here we sit 25 years later, this thing, or 30 years later, and this thing's worth $2,800 all of a sudden.
And they're reprinting a bunch of the old concert t-shirts, too. Like, I mean, they're kind of a thing right now.
Yeah.
All the concert t-shirts.
I see a lot of girls wearing that stuff at the gym.
Yeah.
Here's one. Prince. If you've got the Untitled Tour t-shirt, and it's an all-over print with his symbols and everything on it, it's worth $1,300. Just that t-shirt. And I think it's from 1993, I think it is.
Crazy.
Wow.
I know. Who knows what comes back?
You don't know what kind of stuff you've got that you've hung on to that's what it's going to be worth down the road.
You know what? You just keep holding on to it.
And it's never the stuff they tell you to hang on to. I wish we had a clue sometimes, like the Beanie Babies.
Dude, I knew to hold on to my Pokemon cards, and they got stolen, but I knew that I should hold on to those.
Yeah.
And now they're worth so much money.
Well, I held on to the Snapchat glasses. You know, and it has the whole container. You remember the yellow ones?
Uh-huh.
They're worth nothing.
Yeah.
I feel like they'll be worth money in, I don't know, like 10 or 15 years when it's just like the novelty is there again.
I mean, they have everything with them, you know, and then I just look at them like, why am I saving this? This is so dumb. My kid hated them because he had to try to wear them over glasses before he had contacts. So it was just dumb. And now they're just like in this drawer. And I'm like, every time I look at them, I'm like, just throw it away. Nobody wants this.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, though. You can't throw it away. But you got to hang on to it because, like Schmidl said, I mean, these t-shirts, 15 years ago, probably weren't worth anything except for what you paid for them. But now they've gone up in price.
But all we do is hang on to our crap.
I know, we're afraid to get rid of it because it could be worth something.
Like, I cleaned out so much stuff over the weekend, and it's freeing. It is so freeing to just dump it all and take it to Goodwill and say good luck. I mean, and you hope those people at Goodwill, like, if they go through some of that stuff, they make some money. But it's really free.
I know it's free, but man, it's a tough decision to make sometimes for some people.
Well, the only thing is, only reason why I keep the Snap stupid-ass glasses is because of you two. Because every time I'm like, They keep telling me it'd be worse. Something, close the door.
It might be.
I think it might be, man.
No, they
like,
won't.
When Ralphie gets to be like, you know, 30, 35, those kids are going to look back on it and remember like, hey, the Snapchat glasses, yeah. And then they're going to want them.
And how many times are you on the internet and you see that that version, that first version of the Apple computer?
Yeah.
It looks like something out of a suit one? In a suitcase. Uh-huh. Remember that?
Well, that makes sense.
And that's wild. But they didn't know it at the time.
But that makes sense. I mean, that was the changing of everything. Snapchat is just dumb.
Yeah, but those those glasses were the first out, too.
Yeah, but...
generation of smart glasses.
Crazy. Yeah.
Right? Could be. One day. You never know. Never you know. Might be a millionaire over these. Know. You never know. Never know.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
I have a psychological question. Not that you're a therapist.
What's that?
But I need you to think about this.
Okay.
Because I don't know why I do this. And I do it over and over again. And then it was put to Texnado. Not to Texnado, it wasn't. It was put on Jamie's Bravo Bunch. And the amount of people that do this is insane. And it's really unhealthy.
Okay.
It's really unhealthy.
Just tell me.
Okay, so I'm watching a show.
Do right? I do it?
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm watching a show, right? La, 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 watching a show. And then I pick up my phone and I start texting or whatever. And then I was like, ah, crap, I missed that part of the show. So I rewind it back to the show, you know, the part I missed because I picked up my phone, right? And so I'm watching it. And then I pick up my freaking phone again, miss it again.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I do that.
That is so stupid. Mm. Does everybody do it?
Yeah.
Why?
I get mad at myself when I do it too.
Like, I gotta stop.
Yeah, you just want to pay attention to the show, and then you're just so addicted to your phone, it just happens.
It's
you don't even realize it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. You even tell yourself. Uh-huh. You even just tell yourself in your head, okay, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put this to the side. I'm going to watch this football game. I've got it on. Broncos, Chiefs, best matchup of the year. We're winning. Sit over here, phone. And then 2 seconds later,
you're looking at your phone.
Yeah, wonder what they're saying on Twitter.
And then you have to rewind again and start all over. And oh my God,
it's the worst when you have to do it like four times.
There's right.
Yeah, because you just can't stop yourself.
Okay, that is me. Oh my God,
it's the same.
Let's
scene.
Talk real. That is so me. And I feel like it's a mental condition, and I need somebody to like tell me what it is.
It's a habit.
It's just
habit.
But it's also stupid.
It's like some people with smoking. They've got to have that cigarette in their hands.
Yeah, but this is like, this is just not even, I mean, it's like I don't even know I'm doing it, you know,
no.
Until it's too late.
Well, that's what I mean. That's habit. When you don't know that you're doing it and you do it, that's just because you formed a habit.
I feel like there's something else there. I don't know what it is.
An addiction?
I always kind of tell myself that because it's like you're not fully paying attention to your phone, even though you feel like you aren't, even though you are. It feels like you can like pay attention to both at the same time.
Right. And then you can't.
Yeah.
Right. And then I feel like, well, because it's so easy to rewind, no big deal.
Yeah.
But and four times.
And then you get mad at yourself because you wasted like 15 minutes.
It's a really,
I do it too.
I need a pill.
It's frustrating. and not only that, when you reach over and pick it up and you start for a second, third, fourth time, and you're trying to watch this show, but you can't get this phone off your mind, so disappointed in yourself.
Yeah.
I even cuss myself.
I hate my phone.
Oh, I can't believe I did it again.
I'm literally getting to the point where I hate it. Like, I hate you, phone. Like, it just, you know what it is? It's like, if I put it down and then I go and do tasks that I know I have to do and I leave it upstairs on purpose, I start to think, I wonder what happened. I wonder if anybody called. I wonder if anybody texted. Like, it's so dumb. Yeah, we are addicted.
I can't even imagine how bad it is for you guys because I'm not even a real phone person.
Yep.
And I still have that type anxiety over it. But I can't even imagine for you guys that are truly addicted to your phone.
And there's seven of us in a group chat and you'll leave it upstairs to do like bills or whatever. And you'll go up and you miss 46 texts.
My iPhone says that I'm averaging like 4.5 to 5 hours of screen time every day.
I don't even want to look at that.
Yeah.
I don't even, oh my God, should I look at it? No, I don't want to look at that.
Too late, we're in.
It's just bad. Like
we're in deep.
We're not like doing productive things. We're literally not doing productive things at all with our lives. Like this, all right, I'm going to make a real effort to put this sumbitch down.
You can't.
You know what I hate though the most is like watching those videos where little kids fall down and their parents are videotaping it and laughing. I'm like, go pick the kid up. Oh my God, go pick that child up. There was one little girl, she was trapped between the mattress and the thing that holds you in bed. You know, it was like one of those things where she wouldn't fall out. Well, she fell in between the mattress and the guardrail And her mom was videotaping her down in there, and she's like, I'm stuck.
Yeah, but you got to go viral, man. You got to go. Hey, Spadell, did you forget to call?
Call.
I need Crandall. Oh. Dude,
he's tired.
He's got a doctor's appointment. We got to hurry. He's our favorite veteran.
Oh, my God.
Well, what of, anyway? All right.
Yeah.
Rick Crandall used to work here with one of our sister stations. He is the guy that's responsible for the memorial, the Veterans Memorial
here in
Colorado, in Aurora. Yeah. And we wanted to talk to him this morning just to wish him a happy Veterans Day.
Well, you asked him what's going on. He goes, well, really nothing. Everything kind of happened over the weekend.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised that it's not happening
today.
Well, I
know there's some stuff because my girlfriend's going to an assembly.
Yeah.
That's what she called it. She's in her uniform.
All right, we can at least talk to him, you know, get a little insight on Veterans Day and what's going on. All right, we'll do that next here on the program. Rick Crandall coming up next. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a holiday. It is Veterans Day today. And so we thought we'd chat with our favorite veteran, a guy that's responsible for the Colorado Veterans Memorial out in Aurora, the one and only Rick Crandall. Hey, Rick.
What's going on, kids?
There you are. There you are.
Did you hear BJ going, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
No, I didn't hear any of that. I was shaking my thing with that song, and all of a sudden it just got quiet. And I thought,
you love to dance.
I thought I did
you?
Something bad.
Yeah. No, you didn't do anything bad. Hey, quickly here. I've been seeing this online. We have two different holidays, Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Will you please explain to people what the difference is?
Yeah, it's easy, and I end up doing this a lot during the year. So Memorial Day in May, we honor all of those who gave their lives in service to their country, those that were killed in action on battles around the globe, defending freedom not only for us but for others as well. So that's Memorial Day. And then Veterans Day honors all of those who served. So anybody who raised their right hand, enlisted, and joined whatever branch of service, preferably the Air Force, but if they join the others, okay. We salute all of them today.
What was that? you have a preference, I guess, huh?
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I've seen on online this morning where people are asking that question, not in disrespect, but just wanting clarification, and I knew that you knew the answer.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. Now, do you still fit in your uniform?
Do I still fit in my uniform? Would that be my military uniform, or would that...
Your military uniform.
You know, I haven't seen that in a whole... I should try, because I've just lost a little bit of weight. I should try. No, I would not fit in it.
Yeah, the answer's no, Rick.
Because my friend, her kids go to a shishi poo-poo place. The school is shishi poo-poo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so so the school asked that all military personnel, the parents, wear their uniforms, and I guess a buttload of them can't fit in them.
Yeah, a buttload is right. That's an actual military weight, a buttload.
Yeah, and, I think at one point it would disqualify you for the military if you had a buttload, right?
A buttload, yeah.
Buttload and flat feet. Boom, you're out of here.
Boy, what are you doing here?
You walk like a duck. You're out.
Yep. I'm just thinking. I mean, the school meant well. They meant well, you know, because that's a great thing.
Sure,
but I guess people were having to wear Spanx and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe you just let them wear their hat.
Yeah.
Maybe if they just
that.
Wore their hat.
Yeah, that fits.
Yeah,
they might have got a fat hat over that time, you know?
The other question is, all right, do you say it how did you say it, BJ?
Veterans?
Yeah, veterans or veterans?
You know, I say veterans. I kind of take that middle E out of the equation there, that veterans. I guess that's probably the proper way, but Lazy Rick just says veterans and moves along.
So I think that is the thing. I think the proper way is veteran, but I think that you and I are lazy and we say veteran.
I saw the debate over the weekend, and people were going back and forth. This was on social media, of course. And then I also saw where somebody posted that if you go to Google, it says one way, and if you go to the Webster's Dictionary, it does it the opposite way. So both were acceptable.
Yeah.
You know what I say to that, BJ? Of all the things we got to worry about in the country, man, we picked a good one to spend our weekend fighting over.
I was telling BJ off there, it's like, everybody, if you don't do it my way, then I want you canceled.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
The question is, Michael Strahan, right? He was on Fox, yes. And everybody lined up for the national anthem. He's on the USS Kansas City or something. Okay. And everybody put their hands on their heart, but he did not. He just had his hands like clasped together, and people are calling for him to be fired. What are your thoughts?
Oh, you know, I mean... Really?
That's what I kind of think.
Thank you, Rick.
Because I think that when they were lined up, he didn't even see that all the other guys had their hands on his hearts, because he was at the end.
I suspect he was in a place and in a position that he had never been in before, and was, you know, not, like you said, Jamie, not sure what he was supposed to do at that point, right? And so... Oh, man, there's, you know, wow. Okay.
Again, there are many things to worry about besides Michael Strahan putting his hand over his heart. He should be fired from his job.
For it, yeah.
You know, I don't agree with it. I think that, you know, he was there. That's good enough for me,
He didn't turn his back or anything. Yeah. He was looking
right.
Up
no,
and,
I mean...
No, he was being respectful. He had his hands clasped. Yeah. And,
but that's wrong.
Rick, since we got you on the line, what would you like to say to all the people out there that have served America in the armed forces?
Well, he's one.
Yeah, you know, I learned last week, heard a statistic that really surprised me. I didn't realize it was this low. There are now, of the percentage of the American population that are serving in uniform today, 0.5% of the population is serving today. It used to be, we used to talk about the 2% and then the 1%. It's now down to 0.5%. So for those of you who have worn the uniform or are wearing it now, God bless you for what you're doing. And in a time in this world when things go squirrely at a moment's notice, at every corner of the world, you're there to help. You're there to represent. You're there to defend and serve. And just know that all of us that served before you, those of you that are active, are proud of your service. And for all you old farts like me, thanks for what you did and continue to do. Because here's what I learned about being a veteran. You don't ever quit serving. You come home and then you end up in, you know, the Rotary Club, or you end up in doing this, that, or the other thing. But you don't really ever stop serving. So good on all of you, and happy Veterans Day.
Well said.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is really well said.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Rick.
Good talking to
you,
Rick.
This show needed a little stretch of well said, so I was glad I could be there.
Hey!
Every day we need that.
Hey! Thank you, Rick. Happy Veterans Day to you.
Guys.
You got it.
Thanks.
I'm saying, can you see?
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, a couple things. You know, I watched that that Netflix special about those refs in basketball that were paid off to throw the games and stuff. I'm a little suspect this morning. I'll tell you why.
Why?
There was an incident during the Kansas City Chiefs game against the Denver Broncos where Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he's just losing it. He's so over the defense because they're just like sacking him and stuff. He's just so mad. So he runs, he forgets that there's a mic over on the sidelines, right? And so he's running over there and he says to the referee, "Can you let me know when a defender is close?"
He did?
Yeah.
What did the referee say? Because that's what's important.
He didn't say anything, but it's just...
Because if the referee came back and said, yeah, okay, we're in.
No, but gotcha. Everybody's finding it really suspicious. And even the commentators were like, did he just ask that? And then the other guy chuckled and said, yeah, sure, Patrick, we'll get right on that. Like,
I got the clip right here.
Okay, here it is.
Can you let me know when he gets close?
Yes, Patrick.
He's asking the official. He's asking the official. Can you let me know when the guy's close? They hit me. Come on.
And they even talk over him. He's still saying it. And I feel like the commentators are trying to squash it. Listen again, because he's still like bitching at the ref for not letting him know. But the commentators are talking over it to kind of like squash it.
Can you let me know when he gets close?
Yes, Patrick.
Tell me.
Tell me.
Man,
he says to the guys,
man.
Tell me.
That's got to be investigated.
I know.
Right?
Isn't that crazy?
That's like Deflategate with Tom Brady.
Yeah,
that's
way worse than Deflategate. Yeah.
It's very suspicious.
It's pretty much the same thing. It's called cheating.
Well, if they're like, run, Patrick, when he's about to get tackled, you can't do that.
I know. And the fact that he's not making a joke. He's serious. And he's still mad at them. And the commentators talk on him when he's like, tell me. It's suspect.
Suspect?
Yeah.
I think it goes beyond that. That's got to be investigated.
I think
that's
so.
Wrong.
It's very, very odd, isn't it? The other weird thing that happened at the Chiefs game is that Taylor Swift was coming down the ramp, right? She's going into the whatever she's going to the suite and stuff, and all the photographers are trying to shoot pictures up her skirt.
Were they really?
Yeah, because they're sitting down, and you can see the one guy bending down. He was standing, and then when she started walking down, he bent down to like kind of angle it underneath.
Yeah.
And the guy said, stand back up.
Yeah. Well, those never mind.
Well, you get a crotch shot with Taylor Swift's panties, you're going to make millions.
Yeah, it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, that
Man,
was, it was weird.
Those Chiefs, I tell you what, those people over there in Kansas City, you guys are wacky.
They are wacky.
That's pretty crazy. You're trying to shoot pictures like that with Taylor.
Yeah.
You got a football player asking the refs to give him a tip.
It's crazy.
Then we have a kicker that got his kick blocked.
Zamboni the snap, Riley the hold, Lux the kick to win it. Oh! Blocked! The Chiefs have won!
Do you know what a great mood would be in this morning if he'd hit that kick?
Yeah.
Instead of it getting blocked. It wasn't the kicker's fault, don't get me wrong. But we'd be
undefeated.
In such a great mood. We'd beat Kansas City.
Undefeated.
But no. Didn't happen.
I can't believe that happened. I literally was like, I just looked at my friend and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And they were like, yep.
You know what you and I were doing, and they always tell you not to do this. We were counting our chickens before they hatched.
Whoa, that's a good one, Bob. It's funny because I said to my son the other day, I go, because he said something about something that Trump was implementing. I go, you know, with everything that's going on in this world, I go, I feel like we have bigger fish to fry. And he goes, what does that mean? I go, there's other problems in the world. I said, it's just a Bobism. And we got bigger fish to fry.
Everybody knows what that is.
My son did not. He's 18. He did not know bigger fish to fry. Huh? What is that? Have you seen the video of where they hand these teenagers, these two like 17-year-old kids, they put a rotary dial phone in front of them.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, here's a phone number. Dial it. And they literally were like, And then finally, they figured out that the zero was all the way zero.
Yeah.
But one, they just went one. And then two, how did they do it? It was so bad. They didn't do the nine all the way around.
Yeah.
They just kind of went nine, up, and down. It was so awful. They didn't even know how to dial. I felt so old.
Last week, it's funny you should mention that, because last week I was listening to a radio on the way home, and I noticed several commercials running back to back that had phone numbers in them, and they kept saying, dial this number. And I kept thinking to myself, that's such an outdated word to use. Dial this number.
Well, how do you do it on your cell phone then?
You punch this number.
Punch?
Yeah. You know,
but you're still dialing it, technically, I think, right?
I don't think so. I think dial was the old rotary.
Well, dial means that. Yeah, that means that.
Is dial.
But I don't think,
I think you punch the numbers.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just sounds outdated to me.
Yeah, because actually, technically, it is like...
Yeah, it's a dial.
Anyway, crazy. All right, what else did I... Oh, yeah, this is weird. I know that we've been talking about Zach Bryan, and the world is turning against Zach Bryan. And now all the Swifties are on board, too, because he's in trouble. They're showing the similarities between Zach Bryan's songs and Taylor Swift's songs. Here's an example. The first part of it, did you put them in separate?
I did. Well, it's all one clip for you, BJ, but you can pause it. There's a big gap. It's on
your
Vox Pro.
There is no clips in here.
It's on your Vox Pro. I have it here, too.
Yeah, I don't have it in here.
Okay. I got it.
Okay, so, all right, so going back to what I was saying. Zach Bryan, they're saying, did his song just like Taylor Swift. Here's Zach Bryan's part. All right, now here's Taylor. That is so the same song.
It's the exact same.
It's opening. The exact same song.
Yeah.
And he stole that?
Like, note yeah. for note, dude.
Right. Yeah.
That
yeah.
rat.
He's in trouble because now he's, I mean, like, these Swifties are all over him. Now, they're finding all these songs.
When they get into the song, is it still very similar or very the same?
No, it goes different.
Later?
It goes different.
But the intro.
Yeah, but that's enough for plagiarism.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you play it again? One more.
Just a different instrument. Same thing, it just sounds like it's from a different instrument.
You
know, one's on a violin, and then or fiddle, whatever, and then the other's on a banjo.
Note for note.
Yeah, for sure. So he's in big trouble. This whole thing, man, he should have never broken up with that girl. That's what we've learned from this.
Yeah, the attack is on, man.
They're also saying that there's like, you know, of course, the insiders have come out. And they're saying that Nashville is a boy's, you know, whatever. He's a horrible person. He's so mean to everybody. An industry pro, this is about Zach Bryan, tells the New York Post, quote, "Nashville is a male bro dominated town. Women are the tomatoes in the salad."
Woo!
Wow, the tomatoes in the salad.
And I don't like tomatoes in my salad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that makes you gay.
Yeah, I guess I like cucumbers more. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I didn't realize me not liking tomatoes in my salad made me gay.
Yep, it sure does.
Man, oh man.
Welcome out of the closet, BJ Harris.
I like tomatoes.
Oh my God. It says the men in Nashville get away with everything. There's no accountability. He's playing Hyde Park in London. He makes so much money, it's crazy. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. Wow. They are going after this guy hard.
Yeah, they are.
And all his girlfriends are coming out of the woodwork. It's insane. Anyway, let's hear. I had something else for you. Hold on. I already did that one. Stand by. Mariah Carey's being questioned under oath over her brother's claims that she lied about him in her autobiography. I guess she said in her autobiography that that he sold drugs, that he was violent towards her. He's saying it was all a lie and that it was false and defamatory. He said that it caused him emotional distress and serious damage to his image, and now they're going to court over that. So,
who do you believe? I think I believe her.
You do? I don't really know anything about him.
I've seen him, and I think I believe her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I have no idea. And then Diddy is trying to get out again. Did you see that?
Diddy
is trying for the fourth time to get out.
Yeah, Diddy's done.
What's his excuse this time?
Let's see here. I forgot what it was, but this time he's willing to give $50 million, okay? And they also said that he needs to be out so he can, really fight this because it's all wrong and people are accusing him that don't have a case, and the only way he can really fight it if he's outside of the jail to talk to his lawyers all the time. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. There's a lot of people feel that way, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, when they get arrested.
$50 million. That's what he's offering up now. He really wants out, doesn't he?
Yeah, he wants out bad.
He really wants out.
I can't blame him. I mean, when you live the life he was living.
Oh, my God.
And then you're in the pokey, and you're going to be there until May. The trial doesn't start till May.
Please don't do a menu just because I brought it up.
A what? Please. Oh, we have a menu coming up.
No. Yeah,
we do. But it's not jail. No, we moved on to assisted living.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah. A lot of soft foods.
Oh, a lot of soup.
Yeah.
A lot of soup.
Or I do have a school, too. I think I got it from
Nebraska. Let's not start doing schools. Yeah. My God. Have we run out of material?
The school
one's
pretty good, actually.
Oh, yeah. Was it pizza day? That was always fun.
No.
All right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
I find my menu, though. I've lost the menu this morning. But we will get to it. I guarantee you. It's very good. Very good. All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show. It is Veterans Day. It is a...
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
National Holiday.
BJ and Jamie.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Those girls.
Your heart is true.
Are there any left?
I don't think so. I think they're all croaked.
Might be.
And if you threw a well, the reason I'm playing this.
Wait, what are we doing?
This is my theme now for assisted living lunch. Because, you know, we did lockup lunch there for a couple of weeks, and it was a big smash, man. People loved it. They said, Beach, we want more.
Was it?
It was huge. Huge. Okay, Fidel, wasn't it huge?
Golden Girls?
No. Lockup lunch.
Yeah, no. People love lockup
Are you paying
lunch.
Attention today? Jeez.
Here's the thing.
All right.
I'm in a pickle.
What do you mean you're in a pickle?
I'm in a pickle.
Pickle's not on the menu.
I'm in a pickle. I am not in the mood for what do you call it? What did you call it? What kind of food?
Assisted living lunch.
I'm not really in the mood for this. Yeah. But I am your partner, so I have to support. But I just want everybody to know I'm not for this, but I'm going to support and pretend laugh and stuff just because I'm his partner and I'm forced to do it. But right now, no desire for this.
To me, that's a stamp of approval. I love it. Thank you so much for backing me, Jamie. I love it because I know you're there for me. Okay, here we go. It's called the assisted living lunch. Yeah. Now, that lockup lunch was a big deal. People loved that, and all started with, I wonder what Diddy is eating today. Mm-hmm. And then a guy from the prison sent us the menu. Now we're on to assisted living. Now, get this. For breakfast this morning.
Which assisted living is
this? Is Arborview.
Arborview. Very popular.
Where is Arborview? It's up in.
I think they do. They have several locations, maybe.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, Jamie, but right. I do have the menu.
It's in Arvada.
They're in Arvada. Yeah. Yeah. All right, the lovely ladies up there at Arborview. This is a good menu today. I think it's going to get a little bowel movement from fellas down the hall. If you know what I mean.
Are there no men there?
I'm sure there are. Oh, okay. Yeah, right. There's a lot of hanky panky goes on in that place. Yeah.
We might not want to name that and do that, but okay.
All right, I'm going to skip breakfast because it's egg, sausage, toast, burrito, that kind of stuff. All right,
burrito's
for lunch today.
Too spicy.
That's why I said Phyllis is going to be backdoor trots, if you know what I mean, right? Up and down the hall, baby. There goes Phyllis again. All right, now for lunch.
Yes.
Broccoli cheese soup. Ooh, Lordy. And I'll bet it's good at the old folks' home.
I know, but cheese blocks them up, man.
Well, you got to after that breakfast. When you're doing a burrito for breakfast, you got to come back with some cheese soup, don't you? All right, got a side salad. Then they've got potato-crusted tilapia for lunch.
What is tilapia? Is that a fish?
Fish. Mm. Very good, too. Very good. Roasted potatoes and green beans with Jell-O. Now, let's go to dinner. Dinner's big. All right. Broccoli cheese soup's back again.
What?
Just in case it didn't work earlier with Phyllis, we've got it back again for dinner.
All right.
If you pushed it to the side at lunch, boom, she's right back in your face. Right? Broccoli cheese soup right there for you. A side salad. And get this. On the dinner menu tonight, tuna noodle casserole.
Oh, that sounds so gross, dude.
Man, with peas and carrots. Then we're going to top that off with a Cocoa Crispy Treat. Wow.
What are Cocoa Crispy Treats?
Just the Rice Crispy Treats, only the Cocoa Crispies. Cocoa Crispies.
I guess they don't have blood sugar issues.
You're over there at the old place, and you've got the tuna noodle casserole coming your way.
I bet that smells neat.
Man, that'll light up the place, right?
Yeah, I told you my friend was a plumber, and so he kept getting called to assisted living, and so he gave the three rooms that he kept getting called to, gave them plastic swords.
He did plastic swords for. What was it for?
To cut up their turds.
Oh, my.
Thank you for being a friend.
It's a true story.
Well, that broccoli cheese soup, it's in your face twice today.
You can't make that up. No. On the Bible, it's a true story.
You're a pal and a confidant.
I bet you Phyllis still has her sword, right?
And if you threw a party.
All right, there you go. You can let me know how much you love Assisted Living Lunch. Simply text me at 51059. It's a feature that's just getting started today. We'll run it all week long if you approve of it. So go ahead and text me at 51059 to show your approval for the Assisted Living Lunch. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on Veterans Day. Who is it you got to apologize to?
Shannon and Tony, my new friends. Right. Because I hung out with Shannon and Tony, my new friends, and it was crazy. Like everything was crazy, but one of them is good crazy. Is that she has that ADD or the ADHD or whatever. Yeah. And I want to wait to tell that part of the story when Carson's back because he has it too.
Okay.
They have so much in common. It's crazy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I just felt bad because I know I was like, I want to talk about this on Monday. And then I didn't get to talk about it. Yeah.
Carson's out.
Yeah. So he'll be back tomorrow.
All right. He'll be back tomorrow. All right. You know what this Friday is? Big deal.
Friday.
It's a big deal. Yeah. No, not for everybody, but for a guy like me, it's a big deal. I think Spadil's going to be into it. I think you are too. I think you're going to be into it. Friday. You know what Friday is?
I don't.
Friday is the day. Mike Tyson.
Oh.
Paul. Logan. Is it Logan Paul? Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah.
I'll double check, but I think it is.
Yeah. And they go at it this Friday. Wonder why it's on a Friday night. I would think it would be on Saturday, but it's this Friday. They fight.
It's Jake Paul.
Jake Paul.
Yeah,
there you go.
Logan.
Yeah, I get my Pauls mixed up because I don't care for either one of them.
And they look alike.
And I hope Mike Tyson beats the crap out of him. I don't think that's going to happen, but I kind of hope it does. But over the weekend, Mike Tyson said that the difference between he and Jake is that he, Mike, is a natural born killer.
Whoa.
Oh,
okay.
I like the attitude.
Yeah.
I really do. And then he said this.
Well, it was a no-brainer. But once he's in that ring, he has to fight like his life depending on it, because it will be.
Oh, man, it's going to kill
him. Here's what I feel like is going to happen.
What?
I feel like it's set up, right? Obviously, it's like a WWE thing or whatever. It's set up. But Mike is a little off. And Mike might forget that we're not going to really try to kill each other. You know, because he smokes a lot of pot and stuff. And then he does have that rage thing in him, you know? Because he does, and that he might forget the rules that they already set up on the side.
Yeah, I don't know where I stand on this. I don't know if I feel like it's fake, it's rigged. I don't know if I feel like it's real.
Totally
I just don't know. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I'm with you. I think it's going to be rigged. I think it's rigged from the very beginning. They all get a big payday, and everybody's happy, right? And if Mike loses, who cares? He's, 60 years old, whatever. But then again, I think, would he sell himself out like that? You're Mike Tyson. Would you? I don't know.
I
mean, that's a sellout if you go in there, unless you win, unless it's scheduled for you to win, then it's going to seem really fake if he wins.
I know what you're saying. Is that how you want to be remembered? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I think if the money's right, he doesn't care.
I tell you, I think, and it's free, right? It's not a pay-per-view.
You have to have a Netflix account, but you don't have to pay anything extra.
Right. Yeah. So anybody with a Netflix account will be able to watch this on Friday night without having to pay anything extra.
I wonder what Netflix paid them.
I don't know, but I'm going to be watching.
Are you?
Yeah.
I have no interest.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, this thing's going to pull in, I'll bet, 100 million people.
Well, good for you guys.
Yeah. You're not going to watch?
No.
Why would you watch?
I have no interest in watching this. I'll watch it like in the replays and stuff, but to sit there and on a Friday night watch them, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah,
I'm going to be
sign me up too.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get a lot
we have
of people.
9 months of like hype going into this. Like we need a resolution.
Got
to
see it.
I'll see it like when it's down to, you know, they do the nice little 20-second recap.
Yeah. All right, Friday night, it's Mike Tyson back in the ring, this time with Jake Paul. Should be big. Netflix.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, you and I are really, really living opposite lives.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm going today with my friend Valerie, and we're going to go to the PXG store.
Yeah.
To look at some new clubs for her. And swing them at the simulator, and you can't even walk.
I can't walk. Yeah, I pulled my back out. But I made it to work today. You got to give me a little props on that, right?
Well, I can't. I mean, come on, man. No, I'm not going to give you any props because you did it to yourself. I told you to get a snowblower, so that's on you.
Yeah.
So that's just...
I'm going to go home and relax. Unlike most days when I go home.
I'm just saying it's weird because, like, you use your full back when you swing, right? And, like, we're going to be twisting.
And the only fix for a bad back is horse racing. Did you get that, Spadil?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Really?
I watch those jockeys in the saddle.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And when they're bouncing up and down, and I'm thinking, man, that's my back. It feels good. It makes me feel good.
See, I'm afraid that if you just sit there, that you're just going to tighten up even more.
Yeah.
I would go and try to, like, find a hot shower or a hot tub or something.
Yeah, like a sauna or something.
Yeah,
that would probably help a lot.
Yeah, because you're just going to tighten up.
Yeah, but if I clear it all up, then my excuse for not doing housework goes away. I got to keep the lingering pain as long as I can, man.
I gotcha.
That's part of my strategy. All right, we got to go. You guys, let me say this real quick here before we go. From our show, by the way, for you veterans out there, have a great day today. We love it. We love the fact that you're serving. And for those that have served, this is your day. Enjoy and happy Veterans Day to you.
Agreed.
All right. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.